And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on a Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week we're talking Rock Ridge softball with senior second baseman Stella Riley. So I want to start, Stella, last week a great game that you played with Sherrard comes down to the wire. Rockets hold on to win 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stella Riley makes the big play at second base to end the game, a diving catch on a soft liner going to your right. So just kind of walk us through that play, getting to the finish line and pulling out a win against Sherrard last week.
We really needed to keep the ball in front of us and be on our bellies and make sure it didn't get in the outfield, and hopefully so that they didn't tie up or anything like that. So it was really just kind of instinct.
All right, so on the season for you, I believe, as we're talking to you, an 18-3 record, I think 7-1 in the conference alone in first place. So just kind of walk us through how you think things have gone. I know playing in the Rock Ridge program, there's just such success year after year after year where I feel like it can maybe kind of feel like just normal, but another really strong regular season for the Rockets. So just kind of tell us how you think it's gone team-wide for you as you're starting to kind of shift your focus towards the postseason here in a couple of weeks.
We had such a young team starting off, and I think our practices and team bonding really drew us all together, and how much seeing these other girls every single day and putting in hard work, it really made us work as a team and play for the person next to us instead of playing as an individual.
Well, it feels like this time of the year always Rock Ridge and softball starts to really get things rolling and moving in the right direction. And it looks like that's happening again this year, where over the past, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, things have really been going well for you and your teammates. So what do you attribute that to? I mean, getting to this point in the season where you're getting ready to start the playoff run, why does it feel like Rock Ridge softball always is ready to go at this time of the year, you think?
Coach Durb really mentally prepares us, and we work towards a goal, and that's the only goal we have from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, and we just keep working hard for it. And I mean, it's really just, we really want to achieve the goal of attending state, and we all give 110% at practice every single day. And so, I mean, we just kind of play for the people next to us and hopefully win and have a good season, I guess.
Well, something that I always like to ask kids who are, you know, in the Rock Ridge softball program, because of just the crazy level of success, where if you look at, you know, programs around the state, no matter the sport, it's rare the level of success like the last 10 years that any program ever has as compared to what Rock Ridge has done on the softball diamond. So for you being a part of it, you know, the past 4 years, what is it you think that makes it where this is such a level of sustained success that the program has? Like, what are the key ingredients you think to being able to do this year in and year out?
I personally think it's about your mindset and how much you're willing to put in and how much you want that goal that you're achieving and working towards and just giving it your all.
I think you're a pretty cool story too, because you're a kid who was a part of a state championship team, your older sister a part of a state championship team too in the Rock Ridge softball program. So growing up around it, I mean, it's not like you've just been around the program the 4 years you've been in high school. You kind of got to grow up and watch your sister go through it and have that level of success. You get to do it yourself now. So is that pretty cool for you, the fact that both of you have been able to win a state title?
Yeah, I do think it is pretty cool. I just knew as a kid, like watching her and seeing her play, I just wanted to follow in her footsteps and do everything she's doing. So, I mean, it's pretty great to achieve that long-term goal that I've had since I was a kid.
Well, I know the regular season, the school year, too, starting to wind down for you in your senior year at Rock Ridge. So, obviously, you want another deep postseason run, but knowing that the regular season, I think, is just a couple of weeks away from wrapping up here in 2025. I mean, for you, is there any different, like, emotion going through this? You know, it's the last time, you know, going through the postseason run in high school, at least, at Rock Ridge. So what's that feeling like as you get ready to start the postseason your senior year?
It is a very sad and happy feeling at the same time. I'm really happy that school's almost over, but it is very sad to see that I don't have a lot of time with the people I'm playing with and my teammates and my coaches, and just kind of sad knowing that it's the last time playing Rock Ridge softball.
Rock Ridge senior Stella Riley joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Rockets 18-3 alone in first place in the Track West at 7-1 in league play. Stella, appreciate the time and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.